I'd like to reconvene the December 2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is Tim and Susan Hill, docket number 071230. It's the Chip Nykirk show today.
I'm sorry about this.
It's all right,
buddy. Mr. and Mrs. Hill are requesting authorization to retain 20 2-foot by 4-foot oyster aquaculture floats and a 10-foot by 12-foot floating work platform, three pilings that were installed without prior authorization, and also request authorization to deploy 10 additional 2-foot by 4-foot aquaculture floats and 20 2-foot by 8-foot floats, and to convert an existing pier to commercial use and establish a 34-foot by 25-foot work area adjacent to that pier as temporary storage for the floats adjacent to the property situated along Pepper Creek in Matthews County. Project is protested by several nearby property owners. The Hills property includes a point of land located near the head of Pepper Creek, a tributary of the Mobjack Bay near New Point Comfort in Matthews County. This is Pepper Creek. Their property is up here near the head. For reference, this is New Point. The closer view of that topographic map, the Hills property includes this point of land here at the head of the creek. This is the 2002 Vigen aerial. Property again is here. This is the pier that you'll see. Floats are proposed and located in this area here. These floats over here are not associated with this project, and we're actually looking into that right now as well.
Good.
The Hills submitted an oyster planting ground application this past January seeking an assignment of approximately 3 acres of ground adjacent to their property. During a site visit conducted by our engineering and surveying department, they noted that the Hills had deployed numerous aquaculture floats and had apparently installed 3 new pilings and a floating pier in the waters near their property. We subsequently sent the Hills a letter on May 2nd directing removal of the unauthorized structures or submittal of an after-the-fact application seeking authorization to retain the structures. We received the Hills application on May 23rd. This is the site here. This is the Hills Pier. These are the existing floats. This is the small 10 by 12 floating platform. The Hills are seeking after-the-fact authorization to retain the floats and to add the additional floats. They also, since they want to sell the some of the oysters, we've informed them they would have to convert this pier from it's currently a private non-commercial pier to commercial use. They also would like to establish a work area adjacent to that pier where they could be working the floats and temporarily store the floats, you know, in between having them actually deployed out in this area. Project is protested by several nearby property owners. They are concerned that the floats in operation will detract from the existing natural setting and that the floats will interfere with navigation and other uses of the creek. Staff also expressed, a concern over the proposed change in the classification of the pier from non-commercial to commercial. Again, this is the pier, floats located in this area. This is the little temporary work float. These two additional piles out here, so the entire project would run about like this. In a letter to staff, the Hills explained they had approximately 40,000 market-sized oysters in the existing floats. They stated that they were primarily interested in growing the oysters to help the water quality of Pepper Creek and to provide themselves and family and friends with some oysters. They added they did not intend to expand beyond what is currently being applied for. When staff met with the Hills, they stated they would like to be able to sell some of the oysters so they could recoup some of the costs. The plan view drawing that was included in the application. I've got a closer view of that here. I've attempted to highlight in red the structures that are already in. Apparently one of these pilings was associated with the pier, but these three pilings, and then in red is the number of floats that are currently out there. They may not be in that position. And this is the 10 by 12 float. Cross-sectional drawing of representative float, about 12 inches in profile, and they indicate the water is about 2 feet deep in that location, at low water. This is the plan view drawing of the proposed float storage area and its proximity to the existing pier. This is a ground shot of the existing floats, floating dock, and pilings taken from the Hills Pier. In their report dated November 12, 2007, VEMS noted that shellfishing are an important component of the Chesapeake Bay ecosystem and that the adverse impacts associated with the project are expected to be minimal. Neither the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries nor the Department of Conservation and Recreation anticipate the project will adversely affect their programs. Department of Environmental Quality expects the water quality impacts will be minimal and stated that a water protection permit would not be required. The Health Department stated the project was in compliance with their sanitary regulations. No other state agencies commented on the proposal. The County of Matthews did not require a wetland permit since the activity was located channelward of their jurisdiction. Additionally, they stated a zoning permit would not be required. However, they determined that a building permit would be required for the pier portion of the project. Another ground shot from the Hills Pier. The project will only encroach on oyster planting ground leased by the applicants. There will be no encroachment on any other private ground or public ground. Given the proximity of the project to the applicant's shoreline, we do not believe it will adversely affect navigation. And this is the site right here. Aquaculture is still a relatively new use of public waters, and concerns regarding potential conflicts will inevitably arise as the industry grows. As with other structures and facilities authorized by the Commission, the structures associated with shellfish aquaculture certainly have the potential to interfere with more traditional uses of the Commonwealth's water resources. On the other hand, staff recognizes the numerous potential economic and environmental benefits associated with commercial shellfish production. The proper siting of such structures is therefore crucial to minimize those impacts. The Hills' proposed operation is quite small for a commercial venture. This fact supports their statement that the activity is being undertaken more as a hobby and for environmental reasons than as a full-scale commercial venture. Although the Hills state they have approximately 40,000 market oysters in the existing floats, we estimate that all of the existing and proposed floats could only contain about 70,000 oysters. Depending on the size of the oysters, that would be approximately 140 bushels of market-sized oysters. The existing and proposed floats are located near the head of the creek and close to shore, away from the typical boating traffic in the creek, so impacts on other uses of the waterway should be minimized. Nevertheless, this is a new type of activity, and unforeseen impacts and conflicts may arise. Accordingly, we're reluctant to recommend approval of a permit that would authorize the structures to remain in perpetuity. We believe a review after 5 years would give the Commission an opportunity to re-examine the project and reevaluate any unforeseen impacts that may result. Accordingly, we recommend approval of the project with the following conditions. The permit and authorization to retain the structure shall be valid for a period of 5 years. After 5 years, the permittee may request the Commission reevaluate the project and seek authorization to continue the activity for an additional period of time. The public shall not be excluded from any areas not physically occupied by the authorized structures. Permittees shall properly maintain all structures and markers and shall remove all structures within 5 days of their falling into a state of disrepair or on ceasing their use as an aquaculture structure. The structures must be marked in accordance with all applicable U.S. Coast Guard requirements. The fixed and floating piers shall not be used to support any commercial activity that is not directly related to maintaining and harvesting the shellfish contained in the authorized floats or from the permittee's leased oyster ground. And should unforeseen conflicts arise, the Commission may elect to hold an additional public hearing, at which time they may elect to revoke the permit or direct removal of any or all of the authorized floats. Given the after-the-fact nature of the request, we recommend the assessment of a triple permit fee and triple royalties for the aquaculture floats and floating pier that were installed without prior Commission authorization, as provided for in Section 28.2.1206D of the Code. For the floats, we recommend a one-time royalty be assessed at a rate of 5 cents per square foot for the encroachment of the new floats over state-owned submerged land, and at a rate of 15 cents per square foot for the floats installed prior to receiving Commission authorization. The royalty shall be based on the area occupied by the floats, including the work area adjacent to the pier, not the physical dimensions of the individual structures. The Commission has typically assessed an annual royalty at a rate of 0.5 cents per square foot for aquaculture activities, but given the small size of the area and the minimum royalty, we do not believe the annual royalty would be appropriate due to the administrative costs that would result. Regarding the piers, we recommend a one-time royalty be assessed at a rate of $1.50 per square foot for the encroachment of the fixed pier over state-owned submerged land associated with its conversion to commercial use. And for the floating pier that was installed without commission authorization, we recommend a royalty be assessed at a rate of $4.50 per square foot. That would be three times that rate. Should the commission decide to condition their approval on the applicant's agreement to pay an appropriate civil charge in lieu of further enforcement action, we would recommend the assessment be based on a minimal degree of environmental impact and minimal degree of deviation. I'd be happy to attempt to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Neikart? Mr. Tankard?
Falling into disrepair is one of the conditions. How are we going to determine what that means?
I think it's probably going to be a matter of if we see the, you know, floats are half sunk, or you know, start getting complaints that some of them are loose and dangling around. It's probably going to be a report of the activity rather than us, you know, constantly going by and monitoring it. But I think the applicants will also, you know, keep a pretty good eye on that as well.
So you're comfortable with that language?
Yes, sir.
Further questions? Thank you, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Is the applicant here represented?
We are.
Would you come forward, sir, you and whoever else may be speaking, please? I presume you're Mr. and Ms. Hill. Welcome to the commission.
And Daniel Jordan, my partner.
Okay, sir. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Who's going first?
I have a statement I'd like to read.
You can, please.
Mr. Bowman.
And state your name once again for the record.
I'm Susan Hill.
Thank you.
We have worked on this, and I hope this will meet with your approval. This small oyster farm, which is the object of today's hearing, is intended to improve the aquatic environment and contribute to the economic base of Matthews County. We have sized things to be economically feasible while remaining small enough to minimize any intrusion. It is sited directly in front of waterfront property that we own. We have hugged the shoreline and located our floats in such a manner that they are screened from our neighbors by our dock. Our every effort has been sensitive and intended to have a positive impact. It would be a gross understatement to say that we were shocked and confused to realize that some of our neighbors were so upset. There have been oyster floats proximately located to ours ever since we've owned our property, and a fairly significant clam and oyster operation at the mouth of our creek for an equivalent time. We have never heard the slightest complaint or objection about those. It was only when we made this application that these objections surfaced. Accusations of large commercial operations and environmental degradation have been circulated, and complaints have been lodged. We can only surmise that some of these objections are the product of misinformation. We would respectfully request that you grant our request and accept our apology for doing things out of sequence. You may also rest assured that our actions will match our intentions, and this project will be appropriately scaled and sited. We will show the utmost regard for our neighbors and the environment, and thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Ms. Hill. Ms. Hill, did you want to say anything?
Or sir, this speaks for us.
Okay. What we normally do is we'll hear from any protesters, and then you'll be given a couple minutes to rebut anything that may come up if you choose to do so.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Anyone here also in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Eva Floyd.
Okay. Would you raise your right hand, please, ma'am? That one. That'll work. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Proceed.
I have pictures of the pier. Air Pier property is right there with the boat.
Okay.
Right next door. I have pictures of the pier, the condition of the pier.
Okay.
It's in poor condition.
Okay. Present those to the commission. What we'll do is we hold those here also for a period of 33 days until the appeal time is over.
Right.
Okay.
In the beginning, when they started this, we asked them if they had permits. They did not, but they said they had them.
Mm-hmm.
They said the whole purpose of doing it is they were going to sell oysters. That was their main goal. They wanted to make money. On this paper here, there's a lot of things that says existing poles. All of those are new poles. I have pictures there of when they first started. They had added to their pier without permission. They put out poles without
anyone's permission. I feel like they are colluding because it's a small creek. It's not a huge, wide creek. It's a small creek. And there's a lot of people during summer. The crabbers come in, put their crab pots out there, all along there. Where it is now, they would not be able to navigate through there because of nobody would that would go out on their boats, you know, the regular homeowners. Mm-hmm. They do not live there all the time. They are weekenders. Mm-hmm. I know they want everybody to believe that they live there permanently, but they don't. But there are, in the paper, it states that it was only supposed to be 20 floats out there. There are 40 floats out there. We have oyster grounds on right across there. We have oyster grounds on the beginning of the creek. There's another area the DeMarcos have. I feel like we have too many now. They're trying to clutter it up. They have staked off the lines into the water. They have poles in the water now. And they have really blocked off air way of getting airboat even out of the water, the way they have put their stakes in the water. You should be able to see in one of those pictures the stakes that they have put, because over on this side is a sandbar. And whereas we back up to get over to the channel, we would not be able to do that.
Are you saying that the project, as it's now situated, precludes you from accessing the channel?
Well, if they have where they have their stakes now.
Yes, ma'am.
They are planning on going way out and over, all the way across the creek is where their stakes are. I watched them put them out. They have stakes going all the way around, all the way across.
Okay.
Where, if they have the oyster grounds like that, nobody would be able to get in and out of there. The people on the far end there of the creek would not be able to get a boat in and out.
Okay.
That's air concerns, because we feel like, truly, he came over and told us that's what he wanted to do was make money. It wasn't nothing to do with cleaning the water or anything like that. They just wanted to make money, and they thought they could get away with it. And so, like I told them, if that's the case, if y'all agree to this, them doing this, then we will have to. What's any use in anybody coming to get a permit when everybody knows that they're getting away with it? They have gotten away with
it. Were you here this morning for the previous case?
Yes, but
okay.
They have gotten away with it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
We have been calling. I have called the county several times. They came out and all. They said they have to wait for y'all to decide. And I said, you know, well, that doesn't make sense. I said, you know, we're in Matthews County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
And we do have. I know Tim has written some of the other neighbors who are in protest of it. But we have, whereas you can look at, and, you know, we always had that one.
Mm-hmm.
Over there in the corner, he always had a pile of oyster. He's not there all the time either. But he keeps it close to shoreline, and it's neat and all. And we'll still be able to move in and out of there. Whereas now, if he gets his wish where the stakes are in the water, we won't be able to.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Any questions, Mr. Schick?
Yeah, just one quick. The stakes you're talking about, are they denoting the oyster grounds or where?
I have no idea because nobody has said.
Okay.
I just watched them one day put those stakes out of there. And I wrote
Mr.
down.
Mr. Neikert, what's the staff? He'll be able to give you the exact answer.
The actual aquaculture floats are proposed between this pier and that float and then to a piling that's out here. I think the stakes that she's referring to, the ground was just recently surveyed
on the corners
and assigned to her. And I think those are corner stakes for the actual oyster planting ground.
Okay.
But the floats would be located in your area.
That's right.
Thank you. Further questions, Mr. Schick?
Nope. Now, I have all the dates that they have collected the oysters and sold them.
I'm not sure. That's before the commission. I think the siting and the permit and some of the after-the-fact things, the actual sale is probably not germane to what we're trying to determine
right.
today.
Right, yeah, because Matthew said as soon as they heard from y'all, then they would act.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Further questions, comments? Yes, sir. Oh, absolutely. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Can you state your name, please, sir?
My name is Lee Chapman, and I have property on Pepper Creek, just a little bit up the creek towards the mouth, and I have 5 acres of property there. I speak for myself, three grown children with grown wives, so I represent a pretty good population when they're all there at the same time. It's a little uncomfortable. But I also represent Jim Fahrenthold, who's a neighbor next to me. And I think I can speak for the fact that almost all of the property owners on this side of the creek are concerned and in opposition. And before I proceed, let me say I have listened this morning. And number one, my hat is off to all of you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
And I also need to say that I am absolutely supportive of every single thing you do, monetarily, physically, the whole shooting match. Mr. Nykirk has been bent over backwards from communication standpoint with me and with other people about balancing what you say in your mission statement. And in your mission statement, you talk about protecting everything, which I applaud, but you also say balancing private interest. Now, and I've got to make an aside here, because much of what you said about supporting this application was based on the Hills saying that they're good people, and they would watch the property and answer to your question. They would make sure everything was okay. Well, when it came to my attention through a notice in the paper. When I first got that notice, that's all I knew about it. I said that I oppose it, and I opposed the word commercial use of a dock. And I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, but I don't know what that means. I don't know whether people can start moving in and tying up at the dock. I know based on the contingency, it's not dumping oysters there, but it certainly is picking up and I don't know how you police that. And I would submit to you that the commission has a bureaucratic nightmare trying to figure this one out, just like somebody asked, how do you propose to keep it? My question after the letter that Ms. Hill basically said she was astounded at the response. Well, number one, there was no forewarning that this was happening, which was alarming to me that if I had not looked at the paper, it would move right on through. The second piece of it is when I call them after being accused of being malicious or whatever the words were in her letter to Mr. Nykirk about being vindictive about this, I said, look, I didn't ask for this, number one. And I said, I am not opposed to you putting oyster floats all up and down your property. And I have a little different flavor here. You can put 1,000 floats if it's in your property. You don't mess with my navigational rights. That's fine with me. But when I said that to Ms. Hill, she said, oh, I didn't know the commercial word was in there. She said, what are you asking me about? I had the same conversation with her husband after he called me. Then I see the plat that was submitted to you all. So at this point, I'm saying something's wacky. I then get the plat that says Pepper Creek Seafood Company. Now, look, I'm a businessman, and I'm upset. But this is offensive to me that the credibility piece, number one, starts off on the wrong track. I have had neighbors in many cities and whatever else, and you just don't do it this way. And so my concern with this is the commercial use redesignation of that pier My concern is the work area of a 24-by-30-foot building in the marsh or the state's property. And I would submit, after what I heard this morning, that a lot of that is in direct opposition. Now, if somebody wants to produce oysters and use them for their friends and family and all that kind of stuff, that's fine. But I don't want it to invade the beautiful marshland. Can't be built on that. And the creek is fragile. I don't know how you classify big or little, but that creek is fragile. I have lived there off and on. I'm a come here, but I've been there for 12 years.
Everybody's a come here somewhere.
That's right. But I've been there for 12 years, and I fish in that area. I do everything there. My grandkids love it. And I think this is a bad idea on the commercial aspect of this. So the commercial redesignation and the commercial, and that commercial, I don't know what you call it. You put 40 or 50 floats and you call it a work area. I don't know how you say I'm just maintaining floats and I'm not processing oysters. I am opposed to all of that, vehemently, obviously.
Yes, sir. Can you tell me where your property is in respect to that, sir?
If they had a larger slide there.
Yes, sir.
But that's their property, and you go, like, that's my property right there.
Okay.
Right there, and I got a house over here, 5 acres, and I got another pond, and then Farenthold is next to me, and therefore, and that's all.
Okay. Anyone have any questions, gentlemen? Mr. Tankard has a question for you, sir.
Mr. Chapman, just to make sure I'm understood, the commercials where you have your concern, the word commercial in this.
The use of this to sell something is what I call commercial, and that bothers
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I love the idea of having floats on the creek. I don't know whether they're too many or too little. You guys can answer that one. But I'm opposed to the commercialization of Prepper Creek any more than it is. I mean, that outfit at the end of the creek way up here, I mean, it's there. Somebody approved it, I guess. And I have no problem. I have no problem if all of that area over there has floats on it.
Okay.
You know, so it has nothing to do with defeating the purpose of cleaning up the bay. It is a huge issue. There's a credibility issue here that just...
I know,
I know you can't. And my wife said, don't be yourself. And so I won't be.
Well, I tell my staff don't be so much like me sometimes. Jeez, I know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
I guess the question I have, and I just want to make sure.
I got you.
There's a number of different things in the code that says we can't discriminate against user groups, commercial, recreational, things like that, especially when it deals with fishery management plans. And I think it kind of goes over into this a little bit. I'm a little wonderstruck if maybe your perception of what commercialization would mean in one of these specific areas. I do know, based on my experience, that as far as aquaculture facilities, whatever you want to grow out areas, work areas, call a cat, whatever you want to, is concerned. It is a relatively small area. And I for one, don't foresee, based on what they have asked for in the paragraph as far as the volume of business, it becoming an area that it would concern one as far as noise, pollution, just overall distractions to what appears to be a very idyllic area. I just want to make sure that maybe the perception hasn't become that it's going to become like an oyster shucking facility with the.
I'll be the first to admit that I don't understand it. And as far as once this is designated and 5 years goes by, I also don't trust the fact that the next operations, you know, increases, encroaches little more and all that kind of stuff. I'm concerned about the unknown, and that there is a credibility gap, which is not here. That's not the purpose, but it is a part of what you all asked. You asked him how he was going to
do what he's going to do.
Do what he's going, what he's saying you want to do, and I have a credibility problem with that, and I think you all probably will do it anyway.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, thank
appreciate
you.
It, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Sir, I'm...
Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do, sir.
Please state your name.
Sir, I'm Gene Goin, and I live between Mr. Chapman and this operation. Oh, I don't. My daughter does. In 1961, I went to that location, and I lived there several years till my home was built. I still farm that area, and I see out across that creek what we used to not see. The first thing showed up when the dock was built was one post, and I took it to be, well, a bird could build a nest. As time went on, I see more poles, and then I see a platform. My daughter can't be here today, but she asked me, the part that she is certainly upset about is the beauty. We have all lived there. My wife was born and raised there, and she's 67, and I'm 70. And we see something that we hadn't seen before, and it's a little disturbing. I agree with Mr. Chapman. When the word commercial came out, that upset us. And I think that upset everyone. I do not know Mr. Hill. I think I've seen him around Matthews. I don't have any axe to grind with him. But when some of our things look like is happening that we don't want, I think it's time to speak up. I don't know what impact that would have on the property as far as no longer can see the beauty of the water. It's not that large of an operation, but just beyond that is another operation. And they seem to be all up and down the creek. I don't know who they are. But my daughter saw such beauty in that creek that she named her place Moondance Farm of the Moon on the Water. So I have two reasons for being here. One is the commercial aspect, and the other one is for her and what she sees in the beauty of that creek. Again, I don't have anything against the hills. I don't know them. I know where they live, and that's all. And I thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, sir. Any questions, Mr. Goin? Good to have you here before the commission. Yes, sir. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God.
I do.
State your name, please.
Danny Mills, and I'm Gene's daughter's husband. So I live right there.
Okay.
As my wife wrote a letter, she stated that we didn't have any problem with their personal use of the floats and the oysters, but as it has come out, it has become commercial, and I know that they've applied for the oyster rights, the oyster grounds out there, which will lead the way to oyster cages on the bottom, which we don't have a whole lot of water out there. At low tide, you've got less than a foot. The Floyds, they can barely get their boat in and out at low tide, so if they get those oyster grounds, they put cages out there, that's going to totally keep them from getting their boat in and out. At this time, we don't have a dock, but we do want to have one eventually. We've got two girls that we plan on being able to enjoy the water with, and we don't want to have that obstructed, and I don't know how that would affect us even being able to put a dock out there if they had the oyster grounds. So anyways, that's pretty much what I've got to say. I agree with the rest of them.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Hill or Mr. Hill, would you like to take 3 minutes to rebut? All right, sir.
Susan and I now are pretty much in town 4 to 5 days a week, and we hoped to be full-time residents here. Dan, my partner in this business, is full-time, and his family lives just up the road. After Isabel, we had damage to up here, which when it was repaired, we did, and we were told we did not need a license to do it at that time because so many people had damage to piers, and they were all repaired. So that's when perhaps that some of that occurred. As you will see with the survey, and I promise you, we are not in the channel, nor we are obstructing Fred and his family from using that channel, nor would we restrict the mills because we're not coming near their channel. We make very careful assurity when we laid that out, and I was in the boat with the surveyor, the marine surveyor, we kept out of the channel. We kept back away so we would not obstruct anything there. That was on advice. And we took that, and actually half the floats out there
are within the property boundaries as laid out on the original survey of the land we bought. The survey, everybody's got a copy of the survey there. We're not going to put a building out there. Nowhere. What we do there at the end of our pier there is work with the oysters there. And we have a little crane that lifts the boat. They floats in and out of the water because they weigh about 400 or 500 pounds when they're loaded. Swing them up on the pier, work with them, put them back in the water. That hoist then disappears back into my garage at the end of that long pier. You can only see part of it right there, but it winds about a good 600 or 700 feet. I can tell you, I've drugged that thing many times with all the apparatus that we have to use in this.
Let me ask you a couple questions.
Yes, sir, please.
On a rotational schedule,
yeah.
How often will you have a tender or the hoist rig or whatever out there working to... He probably.
I can answer this. I'm the managing partner, sir.
State your name again for the record, please.
Dan Jordan.
Dan.
We probably work oysters maybe every 3 months. We don't have any barges or floating apparatus. We have a little 14-foot skiff that we lay on to maybe pull floats out of the water if we need to. And when he's talking about a hoist, it's no more than a pickup, half-ton pickup bed crane that just a little boat winch on it to pull them out of the water.
Similar to a davit system?
A davit, yeah, just a small...
All right, the next question, go ahead, sir.
Oh, well, if I could point out, too, a lot of people are concerned with the word commercial, and we were surprised to see the word commercial.
Let me finish my path because I need to ask this, too. As far as the harvest aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
Okay, what? Explain to me when you harvest the oysters from the floats or whatever, where do you go with them? How are you going to do what you're going to do with them to get them to market?
Wheel them off the dock in a dock cart and put them in the back of a pickup truck.
How often is that likely to happen?
Once a year, maybe? A
couple times a year, you know. I mean, we had to work the oysters every few months, you know, to clean them and knock the barnacles off of them and things like that. But that just involves picking them up out of the water and there's a, you know, working them
okay.
on the dock.
Mr. Hill, you got one more minute to rebut.
Okay. That time frame is in the spring and the fall because in the summertime the water temperature is too high and we cannot harvest, nor will we harvest them because of the likelihood of contamination. Thank you.
Further questions from the commission in response to my questions. Mr. Tankard.
I just would like to see the slide and for them to verify where it is that their operation, what part of this creek it's going to encompass.
Can I make something really obvious? this is a good picture here, and I know I'm standing in the light, and I don't have a laser pointer. But this is the pier, and this is the floating dock. If I can point out, all of this property here, all of this whole peninsula is owned by the hill. And there's some concern with the oyster stake that went out for the lease, and I think people are under the misconception that we're going to try to litter the whole creek with floats when all we're asking is for an application to float.
Well, you can't put any more floats over than what you'll be permitted by.
Well, we can only be permitted by what we've asked for. We haven't asked to permit the whole creek.
You leased the lease bottom.
We own the lease bottom. You own the lease bottom. We're leasing it. We're allowed to put cages on the bottom right now, conforming. I think we prefer not to put cages on the bottom.
Well,
we prefer to float them in the aquaculture floats.
Okay.
So.
Further that. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hill.
Did you still want to see that?
Yes, if I could, just so we're all. I think there's some clarification that would be helpful.
That, or you want the aerial?
Aerial, if I could. It gives me a better
reference. That red box is that float that's halfway out that you'll see there. That shows it pretty well. Obviously, this is the pier. This is the 10x12 floating platform. And then you can just make out the piling out here that it's going to.
So that's the area of the floats?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Thank you, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
Well, as I've mentioned before, different occasions, I'm a proponent of aquaculture. I feel as though this is the future for oysters and many different products for the state of Virginia. I would like to make a motion to adopt staff's recommendation and move forward on this project.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? Mr. Schick?
Yeah, I would just like to mention that, you know, I'm a business owner myself,
And it, you know, anytime you say commercial, it does make a concern in your next door neighbor's residential enjoyment of the water. And this is on the hills to make sure they communicate with their neighbors and satisfy their concerns. And that way, hopefully, the credibility issue that has been brought up will disappear over the next couple of years, because this will come up for review and you'll get an opportunity to, if there are problems, even in between, to come back before us. And hopefully we won't see that, because I don't like to see aquaculture get any type of bad stigma about this use.
Mr. Tanker, just for clarification, there is an issue pertaining to civil charge.
Yes.
Based after the fact. Did you want to address that in your motion?
I would go with given the after-the-fact nature of the request, triple permit fees and triple royalty fees on the floats and floating pier that were installed without prior authorization.
Okay. Mr. Holland, did you second the motion?
I second the motion.
You accept that?
I accept that.
Okay. I think what we've got here is a classic case of something new. As Mr. Goyne indicated, I can understand sometimes change in and of itself causes concern. Aquaculture is up and coming, and it's our responsibility to ensure that it is regulated in a manner that does not preclude either the person that wants to use it for aquaculture purposes or the traditional user of the waterways, and traditional meaning historical, are not inhibited. And I think section, one of the last items on here indicates if there's a problem, should unforeseen conflicts arise, the commission may elect to hold an additional public hearing, at which time they may elect to revoke the permit and direct removal of any of all the authorized floats. I hope we act in good faith on this as neighbors. I think, as Mr. Schick indicated, from a credibility perspective, the onus is on the Hills to do a good job, and we will expect that. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much for your presentation. Next item on the agenda is Hampton Department of Public Works, 07-1853. Elizabeth, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
You said you're right down those water adjustments today. You need to buy a marina, that way you won't be having so much.
I don't know any of that.
Mm-hmm. I've moved from the kids over here.